In New York today, Republicans vowed to impeach embattled Governor Eliot Spitzer if he does not resign. Spitzer's under investigation for hiring a $1,000-an-hour prostitute. The governor, once the state's high-profile chief prosecutor, apologized yesterday for what he called a private matter. Republicans in Albany noted that Spitzer may be charged with a crime and urged him to step down. Spitzer's fellow Democrats did not defend him.
Many people are no doubt wondering why someone who built a high-profile career crusading for justice would risk breaking the law by seeking out a prostitute. The general question of why any man would see a prostitute is of great interest to Martin Monto. He's a professor at the University of Portland who received a grant from the National Institute of Justice to try to answer that very question. Professor Monto joins us now from Portland. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So what have you found in your research? What's the answer to that question? Why do men seek out prostitutes?
Well, there's no one answer to that question. I think a lot of people wonder what types of men do this, why they do it. But the truth is, first of all, most men don't. And second of all, there are many, many different reasons why men do. The things that you might guess, wanting a greater variety of partners, control over the encounter, lack of access to a sexual partner through conventional acceptable channels, the illicit or illegal nature of the affair can be exciting to some people, and actually the lack of effort involved by comparison to a normal relationship is one of the reasons that men provide. Yeah, so those are some of the reasons.
Now, the working title for your study is Focusing on Clients of Street Prostitutes, a Creative Approach to Reducing Violence Against Women. That's the entire title. But in this case, we're talking about something very different. We're talking about a rich and powerful man using a very high-end call girl service. Are the motivations different when you're talking about that kind of thing?
Well, we see prostitution is distributed across the range of men. So it's not as though one class does it more than another class, according to the best available information. The motives appear to be similar from social class to social class, but there does seem to be something interesting about the relationship between power and being in the public eye and participating in this sort of activity. I've heard a number of different hypotheses, but I'd like to put forward an alternative hypothesis. I think putting on a public face, being Eliot Spitzer, being Bill Clinton, being a public official requires a great deal of effort, and I think it's stressful. Always being on, always performing. And I think sex can be an escape from those conventions, basically a break from being Eliot Spitzer.
Now, we should note that you mentioned Bill Clinton. He was involved in a sex scandal, but not involved in any kind
That's
of prostitution.
That's right. Well, what we have here are men participating in infidelity, in public scandals involving sex. And I think there are similarities.
In this case, you're also talking about there's risk involved in any case because you're crossing the line if you're involved, legal line if you're involved in prostitution. But if you are someone who lives a very high-profile life, that means that there's a different kind of risk involved.
There seems to be a disconnect between the risk involved and a person's recognition of this risk. That may be one of the different kinds of myths that a man needs to sustain in order to participate in this activity. Another one of the kind of beliefs that a man has to sustain is that it's mutually pleasurable activity. Even though they're paying for it, there's this kind of sense that this is good for both of us. So I think that's one of the disconnects, the sense that, I mean, an awareness of the possibility of getting caught.
Was there an element of shame?
There is an element of shame, especially when a person's caught. There's a disconnect, again, between the action and there are often situations in which people behave inconsistently with their values. And for many men, this is inconsistent with their values.
You know, you're talking about values, but we're also talking about the law. This is illegal behavior. Are there effective deterrents? Does the fear of arrest or even disease keep men from engaging in this kind of behavior?
There are actually whole bulletin boards of men that discuss prostitution. Fear of arrest is one of the things that clearly serves as a deterrent. Fear of sexually transmitted diseases serves as a deterrent. Only about between a fifth and a sixth of all men in the United States have ever visited a prostitute. So for most men, whether or not they have the desire, they don't do it.
Professor Monto, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Martin Monto is a professor of social psychology at the University of Portland. He's been conducting an ongoing study looking at the customers of prostitutes.